Sid, The Final Frontier. These are the remixes of the Commodore 64 community. Our continuing mission, to play Commodore 64 remixes as loud as we can.
C64 Takeaway, episode 61, Commodore 64 remixes and original SID sounds to go. I'm your host, Jan Lund Thomsen, spreading the Commodore love from Copenhagen, Denmark. If you're tuning in for the first time, this is a music podcast featuring tunes from or inspired by the Commodore 64 home computer. Opening up today's show, your favorite and mine, Eivind Sommersteen with Avenge, based on the 1992 SID by Thomas Mogensen, aka Drags of Vibrance. Coming up later, a bit of catching up on what's been happening in the world of Commodore 64 related music since the last episode, and of course more tunes, including another classic remix from way back in the early noughts. But first, a bit of SID.
We'll be right back. Gauntlet 3, a track by brothers Tim and Jeff Follin for the 1992 US Gold game of the same name. Sadly, on May 31st, 2024, Tim Follin announced on Facebook that his brother Jeff had passed away from pancreatic cancer. Now, in happier news, the Hungarian band Sidrip Alliance have released a new remix album entitled Relive. This one comes 9 years after their Relive debut album and is a free download from Bandcamp. Or if YouTube is more where you listen to your music, it's also available there. So for the first music segment in this episode, we'll feature a track from Sidrip Alliance, Sanction. It's one of those SIDs that I have featured numerous times over the years, yet it is also one of the SIDs that have had the most remixes done in different styles, so hopefully you will forgive me for playing yet another version, a mere 6 years after the last one was featured in episode 53, that was back in 2018. The original, of course, being Rob Hubbard's iconic loading tune for the 1986 Thalamus game of the same name. Following that, this episode's classic remix from 2001, it's Mahoney's Black Lamp Subtune 3 Vocal Quartet, a nice palate cleanser after your ears are done with those rockers in Sidrip Alliance. That one was based on a SID by Tim Follin done in 1988 for the Software Creations / Firebird game. But first, Sanction. We'll be right back. Cleanser, even though it's a bit rubbish to say that something will clean your palate after your ears have worn out, because the palate isn't in your ears. Anyway, I'm rambling. Next up, another track by Irene Sommerstein, Lethargic, based on a SID by Johan Samuelsson, aka Stinson, done back in 2014. I actually recently reached out to Ivan and told him that he is so productive that I have to literally restrain myself not to feature more than at least two of his new remixes every time I release a new episode of this podcast. And his response? You know, I was such a late bloomer into the scene that I have many, many years to make up for. Ivan, I think keep on doing it, but you've already made up for it, and then some. After that, Das Karl Werge Project Phobia, based on Anthony Crowther's SID from the 1989 Imageworks Shooter. But first, Lethargic. Two thumping tracks there. And so we have come to the end of this 61st episode of the C64 Takeaway. Apologies if the sound is a bit different, well, at least the speaking parts, if that is a bit different than usually. I'm recording this in my home away from home, and rather than sit in the room that I usually record in, I have moved basically to the other end of the house because there's some construction work going on just across the pathway from here. And also this room has a fixed roof, so hopefully there have been no falling fruit or magpies or pigeons or overhead planes. Anyway, if there has, apologies again. I hope you enjoyed listening to these tunes as much as I did enjoy going through the backlog and the new arrivals and picking out what to play for you today. But before we part ways, the usual customary practical information. For notes and links to everything featured on this episode, point your browser of choice to c64takeaway.com/61. Also, please get in touch either by leaving your comments on the website on Mastodon at c64takeaway@mstdn.dk, or as always using old-fashioned email to c64takeaway@gmail.com. And if you're able to spare a few minutes to drop a review wherever you get your podcasts, that will help other people discover this show. Closing out today's show, Mackey Hardware and Hubbard from the It's Binary Baby album. Well, at least that was where it was originally released. Later on, Mackey uploaded remastered versions to remix.quet.org. This incorporates a mix of Rob Hubbard's synths from Delta and Crazy Comets and Starpaws, with a sample from an advert featuring none other than William Shatner thrown in for good measure. Here, Mackey provides you with a nice chill closer to wind you down and get you ready for bed, if you're listening late at night, or just to make you relax. Try, if you're not out in traffic, try closing your eyes and see if you can remember what Commodore devices Mackey is referring to in the lyrics. Thank you for listening. Take care. Bye-bye.
microcomputer industry's outstanding new product introduction since the birth of this industry.